Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergey Shuly Soren's with us, emergency room doctor. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds like we're going about, I don't know, between 60 and 70 miles an hour. Is that about right?
About 65, sir. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. A little difficult to hear you, but it sounds like you're in a tunnel, but I think it'll be okay. So, Dr.
Yeah, let me see what I can do to make it a little bit better.
Okay. Okay. Are you there?
I just want to test this out.
Okay. Yeah, it's picking up some road noise, but I think we can run with it.
Okay, so that's a little better.
The volume is up a little bit. Yeah, it should be. It's okay.
So, let me try one more pass. How is
okay.
This?
Yeah. Okay, that reduced the noise, but the amplitude is down. We can go with that. Let's go with that.
All right, so we'll go with that for now. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I was talking with a young person several days ago, and this young person went for a job interview. And the job interviews in today's corporate world, and this is a large, big box retail type operation, outlets all over the country. And the job interview consisted of an online application, answer the questions. And if they liked what they saw or the algorithm liked what it saw, a follow-up interview in person would be the next step. So the next step was a follow-up interview, and this young man was asked a lot of questions. Half of them dealt with theft, honesty, integrity, theft, more theft and more theft. And the remaining 50% was drugs, drug use, and more drug use.
Yeah.
And so the question, I guess the question that I have for today's class relate to drug use and the emergency room. Are you finding, it seemed that this is a serious, serious problem in the corporate world. I'm supposing that it has to do with wanting to show up for work, funding a drug habit by stealing from the employer. It seems like that's where this was all going. Does this tie with what your experiences are in the emergency room and your experiences as a doctor?
I have, interestingly enough, experience in this in the emergency room, lots of it, because about, say, 30 to 40% of my clients, the interaction is thanks or assisting with something to do with drugs or substances, whether it's amphetamines, bath salts, or any other number of modalities that are basically uppers, downers. Alcohol is a drug. Many people have used that, but also prescription drugs. And this is a huge, huge issue. But we also have had a personal issue as well, and we can talk about both. The personal issue was that one of our employees who has served us very, very well and was actually a very, very good friend, almost to the degree of, like, family, literally. And I would still feel, you know, all the best for her. But she, after years and years of working with Dr. Sheely and myself, she went and fell into the wrong company. And there is a reason for that. And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but stressors and personal history and lots of other things. So the short of it, got into methamphetamine. And then we initially noticed something was not right, but we kept making excuses. And so eventually what ended up happening is that it cost us nearly our business, nearly. And led to very irregular behavior. Actually, on several occasions, I even put my own life on the line, interfacing face-to-face with some of those characters and, you know, trying to extricate her from some of the circumstances. I won't say specific details, but I've had to literally come face-to-face with some of the folks that that were basically threatening or... It's a very shadowy world, very dirty, crazy, terrible, shadowy world. No matter how tough you are, it's not a good place to play with. And then even after all that, and after extrication and all the attempts to help, went back right into the methamphetamine, and then dropped out entirely. So it has cost us dearly. It has taught us a lot of lessons, and I sure hope that she'll turn around. But this is not uncommon. I hope. There's a lot more to talk about. But what I see in the emergency room on that end is the social application of it, and people are getting in trouble legally, mentally, emotionally, financially, and just it's a mess. The question is, what's behind it? That's what we need to understand.
So what do you think is behind it? Is it depression that leads people to start with, trying to leave a little bit of reality behind and smoke cannabis? Is that what is start? Does it start there and then progresses for a more thrilling high, a more thrilling departure from reality? Where does it start?
You see, this is a very interesting question. I, as an emergency room doc, going back 23 years, I was brought up, especially in the 80s, with a very rigid culture of, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Vincent, you remember that commercial?
Absolutely. And for those who haven't seen it, it was a frying pan.
And
cracking an egg onto a hot frying pan and watching the egg fry, and that's your brain on drugs.
And that's actually not a bad analogy right there, by the way, but it's a very powerful visual, so that stuck with me. But this is what I've come to understand. Instead of telling people, this is bad and you're being a bad person for doing that, I've come to understand that everyone does their best. Literally, and this is a concept that comes from neuro-linguistic programming. So as much as it hurts me to say this or it pains me to say it, but a murderer or a thief or a serial criminal of any nature is doing their best. They're just doing their best in their own category and with the tools that they know. And, of course, you know, there's a famous quote by I think it was a bank robber of from the past, where when asked why did you rob a bank? Well, that's where the money is. You know, people have needs, and if they can't find a better way, humane way to get those needs across, they are going to resort to the shadow, and that's just all there is to it. So the key is, and again, I'm not excusing the behavior, but would I ever hire another employee who has got the same issue? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And, the social impact to this young lady's life. I mean, I saw her go from a vibrant, beautiful young lady with just a wonderful heart to quite the opposite. And, at some point, we choose to become victims and go from there. Some people are on the opposite. They're just chasing a high or a low of some sort. But the question is why? Because the thing is, if I'm feeling okay, why would I spend my money, my time, my energy on something that's going to cost me or it's going to take me away from where I'm feeling well? So they're not feeling well, which means there's an underlying mental health, basically self-worth, post-traumatic. There's frequently a post-traumatic and otherwise. But, again, I'm not making excuses either. If somebody is coming at me with a weapon wanting to rob me because of a drug habit, it doesn't matter why you're doing it. I'm just going to have to basically address the situation as is. I mean, that's all there is to it.
My mom and my dad, when I was growing up, said, Vinny, you're known by the company you keep. And what I believe I heard reading between the lines when you first started this discussion, replying to my question, was that there's some dark, shadowy figures in this underworld of illegal drugs. Is that right?
Absolutely. So what I've encountered personally in this journey is the concept of or the threat of the so-called one percenters, basically the people who finish the other people off and do just all kinds of terrible things. I've come across trafficking of all sorts. I've come across, and this is closer than we think. This is right in our backyard. These are our friends and neighbors. These are people that we know. I mean, I would never have thought about this, about this young lady, Wonderful family. Just how did it happen?
So this ties directly to that application for employment where the prospective employer is asking the prospective employee about drug use so that if the application is answered honestly, it would prevent theft and absenteeism and violence and inability to function on, at work. Because some of these employees in a retail setting operate machinery. They operate forklifts. They operate pallet jacks. They, they could crash into a long series of shelving and topple the whole thing over and kill people. So it seems that that's why, I guess that's some of the reasons why they're asking these questions. But it seemed a lot of it had to do with theft. And are you seeing a direct relationship between theft, stealing, and drug use?
Because these folks are desperate. They have no other way. Think of it as an animal that's basically with a back to the wall fighting for its life. They're going to do whatever they got to do. Now, is it good for the environment? Is it good for other good people around them? No. But that's the reality.
So are we talking about bold face lying to family? I didn't do it. I didn't take that. I have no idea how that happened. I wasn't even there. Those kind of responses when the person who is this drug addicted type has stolen. I mean, is that the kind of lying that we're talking about?
It's a different kind of brain, Vincent. It's a different kind of a brain. They don't, there's a different sense of morals, ethics, what is right, what is wrong. It's basically, I want, I need, and it's all about right here, right now.
Is this include prescription drugs like OxyContin?
100%. Yes.
Wow. I will be right back. I've got some more questions on the same topic with Dr. Sergey.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Sergei Shilisorin is with us. He's an emergency room doctor. And if you'd like to call the clinic in Springfield, Missouri, set up an appointment to meet with him either on the phone, in person, or via Zoom or Skype, you may call 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the same number I call. And if you'd like to enjoy the same discount on your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same ones that I take, and I keep them right here in the studio so that I see them throughout the day and make sure that I take them, you may use the discount code USAPrepares15, as in 15. USAPrepares15, as in 15% off. And the website, the easiest way to remember that is normshealy.com. NormSheaLy.com. Dr. Sergei Shilisorin, is it typical that a person who is involved in this drug use, who has become a habitual drug user, lies and then blames other people and then makes excuses and also says, I don't know where the money went when they steal money and they steal large sums of money from, let's say, their employers or their family or their friends, that they don't remember where they spent the money. Is that true or is that another lie?
No, that's not, I don't think that's the truth. We've had our office robbed by the same person about four times, thinking that we were storing drugs there, or, you know, medicines or whatever. It was a druggie, obviously. When the person got caught, we finally installed the right cameras in the right places, and it cost us a whole bunch of security updates and damage, but we finally caught the person, young man, and the excuse and the reason was I was so drunk and high that I couldn't, I don't remember a single thing. At the same time, he also broke into every other office building on that block, so obviously that took a little bit more coordination than just, oops, how did I get into this building, right? So that case is still going about 2 years later now. So he's still maintaining that he doesn't remember. But, hey, that's what the reality of it.
Yeah, I had a cabin on top of a mountain, our family did, in West Virginia, and it was broken into once. And what I did was I tied a 45 caliber brass shell to a piece of string, and I put it on the inside of the back door, and I put a 3x5 note on it, and I said, the next one's for you.
Nice.
And that put an end to it right then and there. I guess they thought I was serious. So in the United States, there are 23 states, and then there's the District of Columbia, where marijuana is legal, and the term is for recreational use. I'm not sure what that means, but what are your thoughts about recreational use of marijuana? Because it sounds to me like that means that people can drive while in an altered state. They can operate heavy equipment while they're in an altered state. They could be in let's say a hospital setting in an altered state. They could be at using a forklift at an altered state, operate a bridge or a bus or a train, or, of course, cars and trucks. What are your thoughts about legalization of drugs? Was it a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, pros and cons. I'm not pro anything or con anything in any final measure. It just has to make sense. And here's the pros and cons. So a little bit of a history on cannabis itself, as opposed to some of the other substances such as methamphetamines, bath salts, and so on and so forth. Cocaine, obviously. And by the way, we can stay on for a little longer. I'm still driving for a bit, so we can continue this half an hour.
The only issue is I've got Frank Pachenko coming on right at after the bottom of the hour, so I won't be able to do that today.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so basically pros and cons. There's a... I don't know how much time I got left. I just want to kind of round it up.
Two seconds.
There's good and there's bad to it, but I think
you can address it. Self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. and thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. It's the second hour and a half of USA Prepares, and Frank Pachenko's with us. We're going to be talking about appliances and how to fix them, and we're going to get to learn a little bit more about Frank. He lives in Canada. He's going to tell us a little bit about when he was younger and how he got involved in appliances, and we're going to teach some about major appliances. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Really, really well.
Good. But before we start, I had to give up my shaver head today. It lasted a year.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm getting close. I'm with you. I'm getting close. It's been a little over 8 months. So you have extended the life of a razor blade.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've always been wanting to ask you this question, and now that I have you personally with me on the phone, do you do your sharpening after every wash, every shower, or you do it when everything seems to get dull?
Okay, here's what I do. So I shave in the shower, and I've been doing that for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I use bar soap in the shower. I don't use, you know, those squeeze out of a bottle soap. And the best soap that I found is Coast, C-O-A-S-T. And it's over-fragranced way too much. So I let the fragrance volatilize probably 6 months before I use it. I use it as a mouse deterrent in the barn. And, leave it in the box, but I let the fragrance volatilize. And so what I do is I take the bar soap and I wet my hands. And I put the bar of soap in my hands, and I get soap in my hands. And I'm right-handed, so I use my right hand, and I have soap in my I've applied soap to my left hand. So at the base of my thumb, that fleshy part of the hand, I rub the razor blade disposable. I happen to use a Schick 2, Schick II disposable razor, and I go backward, okay? Against the flesh of my thumb. And what that does is it kind of sharpens the razor blade. And I might have to do that a couple times while shaving. Then when I'm all done shaving, I rinse off, the whiskers from between the two blades, make sure that I get them all out. And this particular razor has a little push button that pushes any whiskers that get trapped between the blades out. And then I sharpen it one more time, then I rinse it really well, and I put it in a shower rack so that it dries. So I flick the water off it, and the important thing is to get the water off, let it dry, and sharpen it again just before, before you put it away.
That's
how I do it.
Great. And you do it every time, is that right?
Every time. And even
if it's dull.
And then when you get down to like 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, then you might have to sharpen it a couple times while you're shaving.
Great. Well, and just keep, if you want, I'll follow those instructions.
Well, and
maybe
so
last 2 years. Wow.
Okay, so I'm roughly 8.5 months. I started in January 1st.
I
see.
Know we're going to talk about appliance, but I always find it very fun being a student of our class. One of the things that I'm seeing that is happening, I do things. And then I think of you, for example, towel paper. Oh, I'm going to use it. Oh, no. Why waste the towel paper? Let me do it. I wonder if any other students feel the same way. Like, I'm running around the house. Oh, no. I'll do this because this is better than.
I got an email from one of our students. And he wrote WWVD, and it stands for What Would Vinny Do? So there are students and instructors who either follow some of the things that I've figured out or have figured them out themselves independently and do them anyway.
Well,
but the idea is it's frugal living. And I was raised by parents and grandparents of the first Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't waste anything, and I think that was a great way to go. I mean, they were not contributing to by buying overpackaged things and trying to build the landfill as quickly as possible. So
that's a lifestyle. Love our classes. I just learned something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to know a little bit more about me? Huh?
I'd love to. Yep.
Well, I'm Portuguese background. I came to Canada when I was 9, and there was a story, as I said to you in our email, when we came to Canada, my father found a job as a carpenter, and it wasn't long before we had a little bit of money to buy the most beautiful wringer washer. English, I don't know. This is going back to 1964. So being a kid, and my mother, of course, started doing the washing. In Portugal, we use the stone. Let's be forward. But she happened to not check my father's pockets, and a nail went right through that beautiful stainless steel washing machine. And so it was one of those things which was one of my first experiences, seeing the devastation in my mother's face when she came and said, oh, the machine is leaking. Well, there's the nail right through. And then the happiness in her face when it got repaired. So, and I think this would be a good time to talk a little bit about things that are left in one's pocket. Don't know if you've had that. I mean, you do a lot of carpentry work, a lot of things. Do you, check your pockets to make sure you have things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, one of the things that we teach here at USA Prepares is mini max regret. And for those who haven't learned that, it's minimize your maximum regret. Mm-hmm. So I know that a nail or a sheetrock screw or something sharp would damage the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally go through my pockets before I put my clothes in the laundry for washing, whether Mrs. Finelli is going to wash them or I, and I turn my blue jeans inside out. Okay, and I zip them up, and I button them so that the zipper doesn't shred other clothes that happen to be in the wash, and so the zipper doesn't shred my blue jeans as well, and they might last much, much longer. But I take everything out of my pockets, and then that's step number one. Then if Mrs. Finelli is going to be doing the wash, she checks again to make sure I didn't miss anything. Or if I'm doing the laundry, I check all the pockets to make sure no one left anything in. And so it's a two-pass check system just for that reason. And we've never had a washing machine damaged.
Well, I'm glad you said Mrs. Finelli, because Mrs. Pacheco has a special treat. One of my secrets, I do the same thing because I still see my mother's horror on her face when she did that. And at those times, I mean, like, things were not cheap. A Ringer washer, and I'm hoping that our students can imagine a Ringer washer in 1964. I mean, the be all of and all, no spending. But I said to Mrs. Pacheco, I'm checking my pockets. I would like you to check it, because every month I see one or two of these problems, eh? But every now and then, as a secret, I leave $20 in my pocket.
Just to see. Just to see.
And I've said to her, sometimes I have cash in my pocket. If I leave it, it's yours. And so that kind of entices her to do it. So I haven't had that problem. But all joking aside, Vince, especially finishing nails, they seem to just go right through those little perforated holes in the inner washer. The problem is most tubs today are plastic. In the olden days when they were steel, you could hear the grinding as it went around, and you say, oh, there's a grinding noise, I'm going to stop it, eh? But with newer machines where the outer tub is plastic, what happens, that nail just keeps going and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, and all of a sudden, the water comes out. By then, it's too late, because to replace the outer tub, you almost have to rebuild the whole washing machine. Eh?
What if it's a regret?
When I was doing and thinking about this course, and I know about the Minimax regrets, in the appliance, at home with your appliances, that thing fits to a T. Just, but you need to know that these things happen, huh? You need to know that a finishing nail, when it gets in there, it's going to do damage. So a mini max regret is next time you take your laundry out of your washing machines, look around, do a little spin, see if you see anything that's out of place in terms of a nail or a screw, whatever it is.
And also that finishing nail, getting through the holes in the tub could find its way, I'm talking like a four-penny finishing nail, could find its way into the pump, plastic impeller of the pump, and then shred the pump, and then you're going to have water on the floor.
Absolutely. Or stop the pump. And that is one one great advice that I'm going to give our classmates is that if your pump stops, now there you can actually hear a bit of a noise as the impeller is going around, but you know it's not that difficult to remove all the hoses around the pump and check to see if there is anything like that in the pump. Do you know the reason why? Some of us, appliance repair people, and I don't think I'm one of those because my company is a company with a heart, will not even bother to look inside a pump. They'll just say, oh, you need a new pump. Oh, that's $200 for a new pump. And it could very well be a simple nail in there jamming it up. So it's...
Let's take a short detour here.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're right. And most of those pumps are translucent, and
mm-hmm.
and the hoses on them are spring clamp secured. So just a pair of pliers, mm-hmm. and you can loosen the spring clamp, and you can look right into the pump and see what's going on. It's real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that line of thinking, we're talking about instead of replacing the pump, just seeing if something is stopping the pump, okay? Some foreign object in there. In that line of thinking, over the weekend, I was thinking about what you said. We were talking about switches and relays and contacts and timers, mechanical, electromechanical timers on washing machines. And it, you could, you know, if you have the desire, you could take the timer apart. And what typically happens is the contacts where two contacts come together to complete a circuit, they arc. Every time they come together to energize the circuit, like turn on the motor, that kind of a thing, the arcing eventually can build up to the point where the contacts, even though they contact, don't conduct electricity. I had that exact problem this weekend with my old Mercedes-Benz. And the relay is like $175.
Mm-hmm.
But I just took a piece of sandpaper, very, very fine, 220 mm-hmm. grit, dressed up the contacts, and it's perfect.
Yep.
Exactly what you were talking about.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, a relay is an electromechanical switch, typically. And so the actual switch that you push or turn completes a circuit that energizes a coil, a magnetic coil. And when that magnetic coil is energized, it pulls a larger contact into play that makes the circuit. So a relay uses a small amount of electricity to mechanically, electromechanically complete a circuit that is switched by a larger set of contacts for more current. And so in this car, the relay had to do with the security system. So I could put the key in ignition, but the relay had pitted contacts, and it would not complete the circuit. So my car thought I was trying to steal my own car, and it wouldn't start. So all I did was literally take a piece of sandpaper, very, very fine grit, actually, aluminum oxide. I really should have used carborundum, but aluminum oxide, 220 grit, and I cut it into a strip about 3 inches long and a quarter of an inch wide. And I folded it in half so that both sides of the sandpaper would fit between the contacts. And I just pushed and pulled this little piece of sandpaper to polish off the pitting on the contacts of the relay. And that's all it took. It was less effort than buying another relay or, you know, substituting the part. Much, much faster. The whole job took me about 5 minutes, and I'm back in business with my car again. So this is washers, dryers. There are a whole bunch of appliances that use relays and contacts and switches. And you can apply that same technique to lots of different kinds of switches and relays. Is that correct, Frank?
Well, one of the ones that are the most famous is air-conditioned relays. And I am sure the United States, with the heat, everybody has their air condition, and one of the next to capacitors, the relay is usually what starts to go because of just what you're saying. It's taking 240 volts, using 24 volts to bring your air condition on and off. And how many times a day is that happening? I do almost the same thing that you do before I go any further and having to change a relay, which is about $100 for a relay. I don't know. I use a bit of WD-40. I guess most people know what that is. just to give in that little bit of wetness and allow me to go through those contacts. But I do want to advise, if you're ever working in any appliances, and that goes for myself, even though I know what I'm doing, please turn the power off. And you will see it will be very clear. You kind of open the side panel where all the controls are, and you look at something that has that massive coil in it, and you look in those contacts, and they would be black. And that's the time you spray a bit of DW40, do it with the sandpaper as you do by cutting to a certain size that allows you to go through, fold it in half so you can get both sides of that relay contact. And voila, your air conditioning is back working.
Yeah, and Klaus, you've seen this. You have seen when you flip on a switch, and I'm not talking about necessarily a light switch, but you've seen a little flash, you know, almost like a little bit of lightning almost. That's when the contacts close and the circuit is completed and electrons are flowing at a high rate. You've seen these little flashes. If you've got an electric mixer, like a KitchenAid mixer, same thing. If you have an air compressor, same thing. If you have a drill press, same thing. So this applies to lots and lots of types of switches, because actually all the switches have typically a set of contacts that come together over and over and over again. That enables you to turn on and off that device. So I just wanted to share that. And I have a feeling that this is one of the reasons why people sell their appliances or just throw up their hands. They can't take it anymore because it just stopped working. It could be as simple mm-hmm. as cleaning the contacts yeah. of a switch.
Well, Vince, in my olden days, I used to have a second-hand appliance shop. And you'd be surprised. You know, like the good old days, we didn't need, recycling things. We ourselves were recyclers. We used to fight on streets to pick up appliances so we can sell them secondhand, because at those times, appliances were so expensive. And when I brought them to the shop, you would be surprised how simple it would have been to have solved that problem.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of those things where don't give up just so fast. YouTube is great for getting the first diagnosis, and just give it a try. You know, it's like me calling you for the first time. I was nervous and scared, but now I feel very comfortable talking to you like my friend. The same thing when you're needing to fix something around the house for the first time. Yeah, you're going to be scared. But, you know something? It's a machine. It's not like what Dr. Sergey has to go through, where he needs to really know what he's doing because he's dealing with a person. So, yeah, take that chance. And before you know it, you'll be so
get
happy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.